Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get?
Yeah, Jose.
Oh, man.
All right. Here's the shock collar, Jose. Think about it. If you take a picture of it right now, you get a ton of likes. So give it a shot.
That's probably
right,
true.
He's putting a shock collar. While he's doing that, Jeffrey, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
When it comes to the most followed food and beverage products on Facebook, number one by far is Coca-Cola, which has over 105 million followers around the world. Some of the other products that made the top five include Pepsi, Oreo, and Nutella. But what other food or beverage item makes it up there, coming in at number two with over 48 million fans on Facebook?
So, I'm sorry I wasn't listening. Did you say Oreos?
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
Okay. He said Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Oreo,
and Nutella.
And Nutella.
There's one more in the top five. That's not, came in at number two. What is it?
Number two. What about just Starbucks coffee?
It's a specific food or beverage item. Like not
Starbucks coffee is
no. It's not. It's not like a restaurant or a place. I'm letting you know that.
So okay. Like, it'd be like Fig Newtons.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, Fig Newtons are good.
Avocado.
Are good, but I doubt
you do avocado.
I don't think it's Fig Newtons, but their taste.
God, you guys are weird.
All right, what is?
What's another like fan following for a product? Like what about Sriracha?
Oh, that's good. Or Tabasco. Any hot sauce.
The trendy things that people like.
Yeah, and Sriracha is definitely cooler than Tabasco.
Like Nutella, obviously, is like way up on the list. What's another food that people are like, oh my God, did you try the betata? Or Doritos. Doritos would be one.
Yeah.
Especially with Doritos.
Junk food. What about
Locos?
Snickers or like candy?
Biggest following, man.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
When it comes to the most followed food and beverage products on Facebook, number one is Coca-Cola. Some of the other ones in the top five are Pepsi, Oreo, and Nutella. But what's the other food item that made the top five, coming in at number two with 48 million fans on Facebook?
I feel like Sriracha is a really good answer because people, like hipsters, kind of started liking it at some point. And then they rebranded and they had all these different bottles that looked like... like, I don't know, like a new thing. And it was like, oh, this is Sriracha. It's not like some kind of...
They were so smart because, well, they didn't trademark their name.
Yeah, they wanted people to use it. So that's why you can get the Sriracha sauce at Burger King or whatever.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I'm going to go with Sriracha. I think that makes the most sense.
The most followed food and beverage items on Facebook right now are as follows. Number five is Nutella with 32 million followers. Number four is Pepsi. Number three is Oreo. Number one is Coca-Cola. And the second most followed food or beverage product on Facebook with 48 million followers is the extremely popular beverage that specializes in viral marketing campaigns talking about Red Bull energy drinks.
Dang it.
God, about Red Bull. All right, you got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Bootylicious by Destiny's Child before you get shocked, so here's the lyrics for that, and whenever you're ready.
Okay. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this, because my body's too bootylicious for you, baby. Oh!
That worked really well with the song.
I like it when the shot caller adds to the song.
Really,
like
it's
if you hit it at the right spot where somebody's supposed to really like hit the high note, it helps so much. Singers should actually do that in their concerts if they're having trouble,
really,
you know,
great.
Like their voice is tired, just wear a shot collar. All right.
We'll see you later. Today's show was produced by Steve, the Hurt Locker Boyd, and Jeff, the Meat Locker DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.